That was Midnight in Virginia by Low Water Bridge Band, the title track from their debut album that came out on November 19th, 2021. You were listening to the Hippies and Cowboys podcast, and thanks so much for tuning into the show again today. As always, we are brought to you by Workman's Relief CBD. Go to workmansrelief.com and use our promo code HACCBD for 15% off your entire order at checkout. We would also really appreciate your support on Patreon for as little as $1 a month, but you are more than welcome to pledge as much as you would like. You can gain access to things such as all of the content that we put on YouTube. We throw it up on Patreon early, as well as a bonus podcast that we only do on Patreon, and we are getting back into the swing of that as of right now. We took a little break there for a few weeks to start off 2022, but we'll be back at that one weekly on Patreon again, as well as, you name it, opportunities to ask questions to our guests, live streams, all kinds of great stuff on our Patreon. And you can pick up some merch at thehippiesandcowboys.com. And no matter how you choose to support us, we really appreciate it, no matter what. We are joined by Logan, Alex, and Riley of Low Water Bridge Band. And as I said, they just dropped their debut album, and it is a banger. So we are going to introduce you to three tracks off of that one today. But you need to go and check out the rest of that great record at your earliest convenience. Once again, thank you for tuning into the show, and enjoy the podcast, everyone. Good intro, Mike. That was great, man.
I was doing the intro. I thought I was doing the countdown.
I just assumed you had the reins there, buddy, because you counted it down. You did the clap, and I thought you'd just roll right into it. But here we are. 11 seconds later, nobody said shit. So here we are with the boys from Low Water Bridge.
Well, it's just a
Low Water Bridge Band.
Just redo the whole thing.
No. It has to stay like that.
At least you can edit it.
Okay. No, I'm not. I'm not editing.
Yeah. No. I mean, you edit out the 11.
I'm not gonna edit the awkward part. I think it's better that way.
I thought this is all live.
Do not start the show 11 seconds of silence. Come on.
I might. We'll see.
All right.
But yeah.
Midnight in Virginia. That's how we're starting it.
Yeah, that's how we kick things off.
And we had
off.
To cut them off because they're about to tell a story about the song off the air, which we can't have that happen. So that's kind of where we're picking up here with Low Water Bridge Band.
Before you guys tell the story, you guys should just go through and introduce yourselves so people can identify whose voice is saying what and who they are. Because they obviously can't see you like we can.
Well, yeah, I don't know why I'm raising my hand, but my name is Alex, and I play bass and vocals in the band.
My name is Logan Moore, and I am the lead singer and the rhythm acoustic guitar player.
I am Riley Kearns, and I play the drums for the band, and I engineered and produced the album that you'll be listening to.
Or hopefully that you've already listened to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you're going to listen to again.
And over and over.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to it, we'll get you your one third of your sample away, and then we'll get you the other two thirds later.
Nice.
Then you just got to go watch the rest. Or listen to the rest.
Seven
watch
more. So. You can watch them with your ears.
Heck yeah. Watch them with your ears. Yeah, did you see that album? Did you watch that one yet?
Watch that album from the Low Water Bridge Band?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But,
Midnight Virginia, do you want me to tell you the story about Midnight Virginia?
Yeah, you guys were saying that's how kind of how the band came together.
Yeah, so I just moved back to Virginia from Charlotte, North Carolina. I was there for about 6 years and met up with a friend of mine. And just it was my first night in my house in Virginia, and it was midnight, And I was all alone, and I started writing a song. And that's kind of how it started. Probably about a week or two later, showed up at a bluegrass festival that we have in town called Watermelon Pickers Festival. And met our fiddle player, and she just started playing along with us. And, you know, the rest is history. We formed the rest of the band and turned that song into what it is. That song has evolved so much since, you know, just the conception of, you know, in my mind. So I'm very happy, you know, where it's at.
How quickly did the band come together after that? Like, you guys, it started at just you and your fiddle player, and then...
Right.
Well, no, before...
Actually,
no,
yeah.
Before that, I was in a band with Riley, and we were playing some music, and it was kind of fizzling out. And Logan was still living in Charlotte at the time. And he would text me every once in a while. I was like, hey, man, you know, I might be moving up in that area soon. You know, let's play some music and get famous. And I was like, at the time, I was like, well, shit, dude, I don't have much. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I don't have much time. You know, I want to. But, you know, as time went on, you know, he moved up here. And the band that Riley and I were in kind of fizzled out. And I had the time to play music with Logan. And what would happen, we would play... I would get little solo gigs at the local bar, the Lone Oak Tavern. I would just play for like 3 hours or so by myself. But I would ask Logan, like, hey, you wanna, you know, I'll play some songs and you play some songs. And so it kind of like stemmed from there in a little bit. And then we met Stacy and this
right.
and that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually in a short-lived band before that called Canoe Capital, which is... What my hometown is Front Royal, Virginia. It's the canoe capital of Virginia.
Okay.
We started a little band called Canoe Capital, and
interesting.
Yeah,
I had one band practice in that one.
One band practice, yeah.
One
and
band
then we broke
practice.
Up. But then we started Low Water Bridge Band, and Alex lives across. He lived at the time across the bridge or across the river from where I was. So
yeah.
We'd take the bridge, Low Water Bridge, to get back and forth to play, you know, play with each other.
Yeah,
play gigs together.
You go across Low Water Bridge to go. To band practice, I guess your house in Warren
yeah.
County.
Yep.
So just name the band that.
And then Stacy came along at the festival, and I mean, we're only a 2-year-old band. We're things have kind of escalated pretty quickly. Yeah. So, but I mean, we all kind of grew up in the music scene. Alex and Riley are both brothers. Have been playing music their whole lives.
Yeah,
together,
we've been playing
so.
Together since, you know, I got my first guitar when I was 11. He got his first drum set. He was 9. You know, and just from there, just always been playing.
Yeah, so that part's been easy with those two. And everybody else just kind of fits in, you know, perfectly. Everybody knows exactly what to do, when to do it, so.
And I'm glad we got the name of the band covered, because one of our Patreon questions for today, yeah. And we usually kind of hold off for these until the end, but... actually, a North Carolina guy, I think Charlotte-ish, because he's always at the Thirsty Beaver, Charlotte. I know, in Charlotte. If you've ever been
yeah, I love the Thirsty Beaver.
But
there you go.
If you've been to Thirsty
place.
Beaver, then you
yeah,
probably
place.
Ran into a guy named Geoff.
Geoff
Cornell? Geoff, but Geoff.
Geoff.
And
yeah,
he had a question. He wanted to know what the difference between a low water bridge and a high water bridge was. That was his Patreon question for today.
Well, I mean, actually, the low water bridge that we're talking about when we were growing up,
it's
I mean,
the same.
It depends if, you know, if we had a heavy rain, that bridge would be underwater. So everybody always just called it a low water bridge.
So it should have been a high
water bridge. It's because the bridge was
should
low.
Have been, yeah.
The bridge You're was
right.
way low.
The bridge was low. It had nothing. It wasn't the water's fault.
It wasn't.
You know,
yeah.
Don't blame the river.
So, you know, the difference
the
between a low water
wet.
Bridge and high water bridge.
Yeah.
Depends on the water.
Yeah, I guess the it's difference true. Between a low water bridge and the high water bridge is, I guess, the distance between the water and the bridge.
And I bet the high water bridge would yeah. stay drier.
Probably, yeah.
Because
the
be,
high water, yeah, it's like the Bay Bridge.
Yeah.
There, Ocean City. You
know? Yeah. Something like that.
Golden Gate.
Could you imagine?
I'm no engineer, but
the river's probably what 20, 30 feet wide. So
that,
having
that point,
like a drawbridge right there.
Yeah,
funny.
I saw the other day, this is wildly off topic. It is on topic for the bridges, but the Bay Bridge, like, there was a car wreck on it, and people were stuck on the bridge for, like, hours, because, like, you just, there's nowhere to go.
Yep.
That's common. It
looked like a nightmare.
That's what you get. It looked like a nightmare. That's the risk you take for crossing bridges.
Yeah. That, for crossing high water bridges. Mm-hmm. If it was a low water bridge, probably no wrecks at least, but you risk
flooding. No, just lots of drownings. You know?
Yeah.
Just don't drive across the bridge when there's water flowing up on top of it.
Yeah.
Then you go to the high water bridge. I'm glad we've settled this debate.
Right, right.
Yeah, this is good. It's good to get this out of the way. We're just getting all the low water bridge band history.
You know, I think we might actually start another band later on, High Water Bridge Band.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, compete against each other.
Right.
Yeah.
The local... It was always the local water children band.
Yeah.
It was like Low Water Bridge Band. Local, featuring the local water children band.
We do a lot of Tyler Childers covers. Mm-hmm. So... We call ourselves Local Water Children Band, Tyler Childers.
Tyler's Childers.
Tyler's Children.
Tyler's Children. That was a good one.
That's my favorite.
There you go. So you're like,
yeah.
That's amazing.
It's been just two years you guys have been playing music together.
Yeah, I mean, actually, officially just 2 years.
As the band.
Right, as a band, yep.
Right. But kind of been playing together, you know. Throughout your lives, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
And you've already released the debut album, Midnight in Virginia. That was what, November 19th, is what I thought.
November 19th. Yep.
Yeah. Jesus. A couple months now.
Is that when the album came out?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah.
It's been almost 2 months to the day, actually.
Almost 3 months.
Wait.
I'm not a good counter.
Two.
Oh, two. Sorry.
2 months.
Mike's the counter. Dang. Yeah, Mike has to do the counting around.
December.
Remember, I've been practicing our.
Feels like
number.
Longer.
Yeah.
Mike, are you a math teacher? Are you a math teacher, Mike?
Yes. I am a math teacher. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
So cool. Good. You kind of know your numbers.
Eighth
then.
Grade. Yeah.
Nice.
And they can count to two by then.
A little bit.
You got your grade 8.
On paper.
Don't they say that in Canada? You know, you got my grade 9, my grade 10.
Yeah.
Don't they say that way?
You guys watch Trailer Park Boys, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we also have a Canadian in the band, so, you know, she helps with that.
Ricky's only got his grade 9 on paper.
There you go.
I thought... He was trying to get it. Ricky was trying to get his grade 10.
I want a jacket, I wanted to say Ricky on one arm and grade 10 on the other.
Is that show anywhere like close to accurate of like certain people in Canada? Like, or is that just you know what I mean? Like,
they're from out east in Nova Scotia, and I think that's definitely
there's
some stereotypical
like,
Nova Scotian things out there. Definitely.
I've always wondered.
But, I mean, most working class people in Canada.
Nova Scotia is like the Florida of America, right?
Maybe or maybe not like, a shithole.
Yeah.
Like, just know, a different Florida's breed. The... A different breed of people.
I guess. Yeah. In ways. They've stuck to, like, the Irish and Scottish, like cultural type shit, and then that's obviously you can hear it in their accents and shit out there, but like Newfoundland, like any of the islands out there, they're very like, you know, they're a small place, they're very like tight knit, and they definitely have their own like culture and shit out there, so it's like they're a little different than the rest of Canada, but like Alberta's very different than, you know, Quebec or Ontario or any of those other ones too, so
but fair.
But yeah, they are.
I don't know. Maybe not Florida. Different breed is more what I was thinking. But tight knit,
like parts of Florida,
heritage. I don't know. I'm trying to put what's in my brain into words. It's not working.
It's hard to
do
that.
It's been a little while since we've recorded a podcast, so we're kind of getting back.
How long has it been?
Bags back under us. We did that
probably a
couple weeks,
2 or 3 weeks.
Definitely been 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks for sure.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
Since we did Dalton?
Since we recorded one. Yeah. So, got to stop taking the breaks. Got to do them more often. But anyway, I listened to Midnight in Virginia when you guys released that single, like immediately. I think Jonathan think I'll just stay here. And Meme had shared it on his story or something, and I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. And I downloaded it, and I listened to that for quite a while. And then you released Headwinds, I believe, was the second single.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, man, I hope these guys release an album. And then, sure enough, you guys went ahead and did that. And I've been jamming that now for a couple months. And, obviously one of the most obvious takeaways, I think, from it, and probably something that, you know, I enjoyed the most from it, is the fact that you guys do a really good job of blending both, like, traditional-sounding bluegrass instrumentals and kind of a styling, and then you kind of combine that with like the country, you know, more hard country vibe too, with like the pedal steel and all that shit, and you mash it all together and you do a really good job of it. So I guess, like, I don't know if I'm really asking about your influences, but I guess, like, what kind of steered you guys in that direction from the start? Because you kind of said you guys all met, I guess, or kind of started things off at a bluegrass festival, so
right.
And you said, Midnight in Virginia has evolved so much. You said so. I guess
for sure, yeah. On that. I think just this area we live in is pretty heavily bluegrass. I mean, we have so many awesome bluegrass bands that live around here and play around here: the Plate Scrapers, Short Hill Mountain Boys. I mean, we just have a really pretty rich culture when it comes to Virginia Appalachian bluegrass. So I think it's kind of instilled in all of us, even if we didn't grow up playing that style of music, or, you know, it's just a part of us anyway. Yeah. And with our band, I mean, we love to have creative and free ideas. So when it comes to new sounds or, you know, whatever it is, we're all about trying it out. And if it sounds good, hell yeah. But if it doesn't, we're not afraid to say, you know, nah, let's hold off on this. But yeah. I think it's a combination of my style mixed with his style mixed with his style. Mm-hmm. Obviously, one of my inspirations is Chris Stapleton and Tyler Childers. So I kind of like to emulate their sound a little bit, you know, and mm-hmm. kind of put a little bit of our twist on it. What do you guys think?
What were we just talking about?
Kind of like influences.
Yeah.
For your album. Influences for the band and the album.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you know, Riley and myself, our father, you know, he had a lot of Beatles and Beach Boys growing up. So we were influenced by that heavily throughout high school. Played in a couple reggae bands, but, you know, it came to a certain point where, at least, you know, speaking for myself, where that was a great run, like playing that kind of music I was influenced by. But then I was, you know, also like we had he was talking about the Watermelon Pickers Festival. It was the Watermelon Bluegrass Festival that was down at the river in Berryville. It had been there. It's a historic festival. Johnny Cash played there. You know, June Carter.
Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline.
All that stuff. Tons and so, it's, you know, growing up with those influences in our backyard. Yeah. You know, it's just a mix of stuff. So,
if we can just hold on for 1 second, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all good.
Somebody coming up through the front door.
No worries. Family coming home.
But no, it's great to have a nice, a different musical influence in a different part of my life. You know,
yeah.
Not a teenager anymore, and it's just nice to do something different.
Yeah, and that definitely adds another layer to it, too. You guys being brothers and stuff, kind of growing up and going through that together. And having different tastes as well, even though they are brothers. But.
And I think their healthy diet of Beach Boys and, you know, the Beatles kind of influenced our harmonies.
Harmony, yeah. Harmonies help a lot.
I think I like our harmonies. I think we have a blast doing our harmonies.
Absolutely.
And it's funny because I'll be playing a song that I wrote, and out of nowhere, I hear these two harmonizing perfectly with it. You know, it's probably the second time we've played it, and it's it's pretty cool. And I got to say, I got the best bass drum duo on the East Coast.
Good these guys rhythm, are, good rhythm section.
Good rhythm section is.
Great rhythm
absolutely.
Section.
Absolutely.
Blood harmonies, yeah, blood rhythm that, section.
Yeah. I think other than like kind of how we grew up, you know, this new wave of real country, Tyler Childers, you know, Vincent Neil Emerson, all these guys coming out now, Cole Chaney.
John Miller.
John Miller.
John Miller's album he put out last July really personally made me I want to say I felt a little competitive, but I didn't want to go that far, but like it inspired me to want to write more music kind of in that style. You know, it's almost country, but it's not Americana, it's just like singer-songwriter. I don't know, I like that a lot about that last album.
Yeah, I don't know, what do you call it? Yeah,
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's hard to pin bands down on genres.
You mentioned it's like a wave of real country. What would you call, which I totally agree with, what would you call like what you hear on the radio mainstream?
That's like pop music. I have a hard time on listening to a lot of the stuff on the radio.
I don't listen to country.
I have a hard time putting country on the end of it. It's hard for me to do that. It's like a disgrace. There's people out there that love it.
I do think every once in a while there's a band or artist that comes through every once in a while on the pop country radio. That's like, okay, that's cooler and more unique and has a little bit more.
It's different.
Yeah, a little bit more integrity than some of the other stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But every once in a while I'm like, holy hell, what is this? In not a good way.
Yeah.
But then
what is this?
It's like alien country music. It's bizarre.
Seriously.
But then I hear something else. Yeah. I'm like, all right, this is nice and refreshing and brings it back to basics a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that stuff?
I mean, most of it's kind of garbage, but it's like you said,
I hate it with a passion.
Most of it's garbage, but broke clocks right twice a day or whatever, you know.
Right.
Lately I think it's been, you know, I think we're, I don't know, I kind of hope we are, but it feels like we're a little, maybe the mainstream is kind of starting to move past that snap track
kind of
repetitive bullshit. They're even now, you know, making songs that have instruments in them now, which is cool. Which is cool. And I think like with the whole like resurgence of like whatever it is, like the whole cultural or, you know, vintage 90s whole, you know, thing that's super popular with like younger people especially, I think that has kind of influenced a lot of the mainstream artists to kind of like try to dig back into that and try to do like maybe this like pop Brooks and Dunn thing, you know, which is like, hey, at the end of the day, some of it's a little better than what we've been hearing from, you know, Sam Hunt and Florida Georgia Line, Kane Browns of the world for the last like 5 years.
What do you all listen to?
Who you guys spin right now?
What do you all like grow up on? Like, when you were kids,
I'm the world's biggest Florida Georgia Road fan. grew up on it. And then Thomas Rimry, Rimrat, that guy, big fan of his. Hunter Hayes.
Oh, God.
Nice,
big
man.
Fan of hers.
Cool,
yeah.
Dude.
Cool.
I can't tell if you're fucking with us or not.
Yeah, he's definitely.
Yeah, I love all those people.
Thank God for the video. I wouldn't be able to tell.
It would be able to tell,
like,
yeah.
Cool. I would happily respond.
Man, I'm not trying to, not trying to disrespect you on your own show.
Great. Now he just turns his.
No, I grew up with. Sorry, I was getting a phone call. I had Drayton was on an interview.
I thought
show tonight.
I thought you just turned your video off so they couldn't see you now.
No, I wasn't. No, I don't know. It's kind of like a constant rabbit hole now, so it's almost hard to put a finger on like who I'm digging. I grew up with like 90s country. Like my dad always had. You know, like the typical stuff on country radio on. Yeah. He was a big rock, like 80s, like rock guy. Like I grew up with.
Classic rock?
There's videos of me at like five years old. My dad would be like, Mike, what's the greatest American rock band of all time? And I'd be like, AC/DC. Like that, I grew up like that.
They're not even American. They're from Australian.
Leave it that.
But I get what you're saying. AC/DC, they're great Australian.
Great rock band.
That's what the A stands for in AC/DC.
No, it's alternative current, direct current. Akadaka. No, Akadaka is what they call it down in Australia. That's serious.
Oh my god.
Akadaka.
Hey, we have a couple listeners in Australia, so we can't be offending all of all
like
two
it.
Of them.
We actually have.
Back in black.
We have quite a few listeners in Australia actually too.
You know, is there anybody like streaming right now listening to it right now?
Well, it's not live.
No, it's not
live. Good point. No. I keep forgetting that. I can't get that past.
We are not mature enough people. To do live.
No. We fuck up way too much to do it live.
Oh, yeah.
No, same thing. I grew
know.
Up
Garrett,
on
who are you digging like now?
90s country, that type of thing. Like, always country radio on in the kitchen for school every morning. You know, that type of thing back when country radio played good music or when, you know, they made good music for the radio, I guess.
Better.
And then, I don't know, my grandpa got me into, like, older country, like, you know, the Merle Haggard, Hank Williams, like that kind of older stuff. And I don't know why, but I was like into that when I was like young, like 12, 13 kind of thing. I guess I just thought it was kind of cool. And then just because he listened to it. And then, I don't know. Then my dad, like he traveled all around in the States, rodeoing for most, you know, when I was young. And so he's a big like fan of like Robert Earl Keen and, you know, kind of that Texas.
Was he
Texas
was he country. Riding the Bronx?
He was.
Your dad was.
Yeah, and that's kind of the blend of like all that. And he's a big Willie Nelson fan too. So I guess a blend of all of those things. And then I mean, I kind of like gave up on country music for a little while, like when I was in college and stuff. I didn't really listen to it as much, and then kind of just found my way back to it, I guess.
Yeah.
When I, you know, kind of when I found, literally, when I found Jesus. Like Tyler Childers and Colter Wall were the first two artists who, you know, I was just drinking beers with some buddies and they were like, oh man, like you dig this. And did I ever? And then I kind of just went down the rabbit hole and like just never stopped. Once you realize that this world exists outside of country radio, you kind of just try to soak it all in, you know. But I guess that's
you go through the phases of being angry at how you didn't know about it for so long. I mean, you guys are a little bit more fortunate in your region, I think, than say Iowa or Alberta, because nobody knows about that scene around here. And I feel like it's gone up a ton in the last few years. You mentioned who are we digging right now. I think my two that I'm digging, or that I've been listening to the most, or at least two of the albums I've been listening to the most, are How the Mighty Fall by Charles Wesley Godwin. And
big time.
He had one of the biggest crowds I've seen in Iowa City in probably a couple years for this venue over the weekend. And then the other one I've been digging and is and it's not anything new, but maybe I think it came out last year, but Daddy's Country Gold by Melissa Carper.
I'll have to check that out. Daddy's Country Gold.
It's super old timey. Like
it's good stuff.
Nice.
It's pretty unique shit, but I've been listening to that a lot. Yeah. I think it's been an exact year since about a year since that album came out.
Thank you.
And I know she's got another one in the works that I'm excited for.
Nice.
Coming out.
Check that out. I know I've been I've had Charles Wesley Godwin playing nonstop since I discovered him like right after we released our album, and he had just released his album. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been able to stop playing it. So
yeah. That's
Lion Loves probably my favorite song.
He's playing in D.C.
He's playing in D.C.
this weekend.
On Friday. Me and my girlfriend are actually going up there
to
D.C. to see it. But she just saw that his opener just canceled on him, so we're hoping.
We'll send a little email.
Send a little email.
Maybe we can fill in.
Yeah, fill in for that.
Fucking awesome.
That'd be great. What are you drinking on over there, Garrett? Drinking some Keystone?
Yeah, some Keystone Light.
No shit.
Keystone, he's so smooth.
Because he's got to go to bed tonight?
Actually, dude, I got to get up at 2 in the morning and go to work, so I don't know. I'm just,
what do you do for a living if you don't want
snow removal.
Nice.
Yeah, well, no. Well,
we just got a storm down here, actually, last night.
Yeah, it's kind of a fucking shit show out there right now, actually. It rained today. On January 17th in Canada, the shit you know.
So is it snowing right now where
it
you
fucking
are?
Fucking rained and it was above freezing, which is unheard of. And then now it is
what?
Now it is snowing. Yeah, dude, it fucking rained. It was like minus.
Is it coming down right now at your house?
I shit you not. It was like minus 51 like 10 days ago, and then all of a sudden it
wind
just
chill?
Went like fucking boom. Now it's zero, and here we
crazy.
Are. Yeah, it's insane.
Minus 51 is
wind chill,
is that
surely.
Like legit?
No, but there's warm air aloft. That's what happens. That's why you
it's
get
aloft.
A lot of questions coming also, at once.
Also, they use cartoon degrees up there.
Cartoon
they don't
degrees.
Use the real Fahrenheit. There's our they use the fake one.
Well, definitely.
Minus 50. I'll look up what minus 51 Fahrenheit is.
Like, what do you do with
that? You all do Celsius, don't you?
That's right.
So like a negative a million
cartoon.
Degrees Celsius? Is that how it works?
It's not cartoon.
But like, what do you do with your eyeballs when you're outside? Like, how do
I don't know. You just shut
negative 50.
That's minus. That's
just
walk
around
your
car. Blindfold.
Negative 51 Celsius is minus 60 Fahrenheit. 60.
It is.
Yes.
Man, dang. All right.
Which is ouch.
I couldn't even imagine.
It's not warm.
I like. It, like, burns you. It's so cold.
Yeah, dude. Your skin, you'll get frostbite in literally, like, a minute if you have exposed skin. It's not fun.
So they make hats for your eyeballs?
We have negative 30 coming this weekend. Wind chill. Now, let's be clear. When you're going outside, you want to know how cold it is. You care about the wind chill, not the real temperature, right?
Yeah.
Like, real temperature doesn't matter as much. Mm-hmm. Like,
I mean... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends.
If it's windy, it does.
I mean, I want to know what it's going to feel like.
Yeah,
you know?
No,
right.
Definitely,
yeah,
definitely,
like,
definitely.
Yeah. If it's zero outside,
yeah,
but the wind chill's
yeah,
like
at 25. At minus 51, I think we were at, like, it was, like, minus 38 or 9 ambient, and then, like, you get that wind chill on top of that, so.
Right.
No thanks. Yeah. It's going to get to, like, 7 here this weekend.
Well, that's
negative
too bad.
9.
Just normal 7.
Just regular 7.
Good old
American 7.
Good old American 7 degrees Fahrenheit.
Hey, let's go into our second tune.
Yeah, let's play that
sure.
Bluegrass
looking
tune.
Looking at the clock on here. Yeah, bluegrass it up. If that's okay.
You guys want to intro this one?
Which one is it?
Last Minute Morels.
Is this the Last Minute Morels?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Last Minute Morels are golden. Or the yellows, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a good story behind this song.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. Do you want to hear a story about how this song came about?
Yeah, tell us the story.
Is that what you all want?
So, my girlfriend's brother-in-law has a cabin up in West Virginia. We go, it's our hunt cabin. We go up there and hang out. It's 110 acres. We went up there late spring. And we've been drinking, you know, partying all night. And for some reason, I just was up super early and decided to just go walk around the property. And like I said, it was late spring. And I'd realized I had spent all my time turkey hunting and not looking for any morels. So I was just up there looking for some last minute morels. I was drinking some moonshine, drinking some beers, smoking some beers. And
smoking
a couple beers, and then I never found any, but got a cool song out of it.
Yeah, it's
so this is Last Minute Morels.
Come up, crashing through the woods with a red-winged blackbird sing. crawled around for an hour or two, wondering which way was up. Much to my surprise, hunkered over and damn near blind. I'm out of breath and turned around, I'm running out of time. Now I'm sifting through the decay in the hills, trying to find some last minute borels. Now I'm sifting through the decay in the hills, trying to find some last minute borels.
Yes,
it's almost a brass monkey.
That's a mountain mimosa right there.
Shit.
What'd you call it?
It's a mountain mimosa.
I've heard it called beer mosa.
We go camping and that's what we drink.
Beer and orange juice kicks ass when you're hungover. It's good stuff.
And when you're not hungover.
I mean, and when you're not hungover.
Yeah.
Did y'all party last night?
Did I party last night? No. I
did not.
You said you were hungover.
Hit the most snow.
If you're hungover.
If you're hungover.
If you're hungover.
But,
yeah. All right. Well, all right. Speaking of funguses of the edible kind, we'll segue back in to the song about morels here. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Garrett, you do not have morels in Canada?
I think they have. I think you get them up here. I don't think they're very easy to find. I don't know. I'm going to Google that.
Easy to find. That's the whole fun part
of
it.
That's the point.
So you have to look for them.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. They look like leaves and stuff. Like, you can't.
Right. You got to look through the decay.
I just Googled it, and apparently you can.
But you've never.
In Alberta.
What's your line of latitude?
Yeah, what's your line of latitude,
bro?
I don't fucking know. what's your latitude?
That
kind of important.
That helps, like, yeah.
You know.
They don't grow too far north. Like, I doubt you can get them in, you know, Vermont and New Hampshire.
Interesting.
Like, New England. But.
I don't know.
Old Hampshire and Old England. I don't know.
Fair old game. York. Old York peppermint patties were great when I was growing up.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with, like, the latitude. And,
it's fucking seriously.
But they grow in, like, I mean, they'll pop up overnight. So around here, it's a big thing. A lot of people go out morel mushroom hunting. And, I mean, if you never had them, you get your hands on some, they're delicious. Deep fry them, slice them up, fry them up.
Well, they come out in a temperate climate zone. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Temperate climate zone.
It is.
Come to Virginia in the spring.
So I know that they have them tonight. As far south as, like, Oklahoma. Oklahoma will have them, but then Texas won't.
Mm-mm. Right, and too far south.
Yeah. Iowa
too, gets too hot.
Good amount, if you know where to look. But,
yeah.
Underneath Des Moines.
I'm surprised Oklahoma does, but I got a buddy down there that finds them all the time.
You should tag along with them. Mm-hmm. Steal a spot.
Well, that's the thing, is they'll get it. Their mushroom season is like a month ahead of ours.
Right.
Like, I should go down to Oklahoma when they're getting theirs and then come back to Iowa and then get double the mushroom season.
Yeah.
Don't you put them in like a mesh bag or something, and then they like.
Yeah, I mean whatever you can to hold them.
You're supposed to.
Yeah,
it's like spreads the spores around, makes
the
them
pores
grow
or whatever. Yeah, the spore. Yeah, yeah,
probably. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I just use a little grocery sack, and
I'm usually turkey hunting, so I'll throw them in whatever pocket I have.
Or your sock, or whatever you call
it. Oh, here's a mushroom.
Sock, take a sock off. Take my boots off. Whatever you can.
There's worse reasons to take your sock off when you're hunting.
Yeah, I guess it's true. Especially in the woods.
My butt is just...
Yeah.
we have a couple more Patreon questions, I see.
Oh, yeah. Right. Let's get into that.
So how does that work, Patreon questions?
So we just basically tell everybody who subscribes to us on Patreon who's coming on the podcast. And
nice.
We let them send in, you know, rapid fires, questions, topics, whatever they want to hear.
Yeah,
cool. Let's talk about it.
So Kite and Joseph says, any Kentucky shows in the near future? Fellas.
Do we have anything? No.
Nothing on the calendar right now.
Trying and willing.
We're working on some stuff. We've been reaching out to some you know, out of state gigs, out of state venues. Kentucky, we played at
the Cumberland Gap
Cumberland
Festival.
Yes, Cumberland Mountain Fall
Cumberland
Festival.
That was last
Cumberland Mountain Fall Festival.
October.
Yeah, that was a blast.
That was a great time.
Yeah. But you know, since then we've made a lot of friends down that way, mm-hmm. and you know, we're definitely gonna come down that way for sure, or over that way, wherever.
Yeah. So as far as like up until like about March, like so from March, April on, we're not sure yet because we have some things booked, but we're just waiting on details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Kentucky, yes, we'll be there soon.
Well, I'm sure.
Follow us on Facebook and. You know, we update everything there, so.
Or just, if you're so inclined, you could just email you guys and book you guys yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Book us. Come on.
Now.
We're ready. We just got a new van, so we're ready to hit the road.
You just got a new van?
Yeah, I flew out to Cleveland, Ohio, and bought this van, Jean-Claude Ban Van.
What's the name?
Jean-Claude Ban Van.
That's great.
Yeah. It's cool.
I was going to say, if you're in the market for a van, I heard John R. Miller was selling one. Nice half-ton.
Half-ton. Yeah, yeah.
Don't mind the holes. Don't mind the smell.
Too heavy. Maybe not heavy
leaks
enough.
Leaks a little oil. You can barely tell.
You barely tell. Yeah. Don't mind the smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if we get
you don't really need
Miller,
the cylinders,
right?
That ain't
van,
fine.
For sure.
Fun little tidbit I wanted to put out there. I worked with John Miller for a couple of years at the Blue Moon Cafe in Shepherdstown. Mm. He was a dishwasher for a while, yeah. Mm. It was fun. We kind of grew up in the same town for a little while until he kind of made his way doing his own thing. It was kind of fun. It was. I was really proud that he put out that album, because like some of those songs that he recorded and put out are definitely reminiscent of his time in Shepherdstown.
So it's cool.
Kind of neat.
That is cool. Very cool. Wow.
Yeah, so they're basically like brothers.
Yeah, I'm John Miller. Hi.
Hi, I'm John Miller. I'm John. Now, we went and saw him at Purple Fiddle. When was that? Back in July or something?
Yep, July of last year. Yeah. July 7 or something.
Awesome show, man.
Great show.
It was cool.
No, he's great live. I've seen him.
Yeah, it was funny. The whole time, Alex was telling me, he's like, yeah, I worked with John Miller for a long time. And I was like, yeah, cool.
Is he going to recognize you?
And then, we showed up there. He was like, oh, man, come over here, and gave him a big old hug. It was... Well, he really knows John R. Miller.
He's not full of shit.
Yeah,
I'm not full of shit.
Full of shit.
He was our dishwasher. I was a cook, and he was the dishwasher. No joke.
Well, there you go.
JRM. Now look at him.
We would watch, you know, the Fox Hunt play.
Yeah. You guys know the Fox Hunt?
At the Blue Moon Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we watched And Prison Book Club.
Prison Book Club.
That was another band that he was the singer of.
I love watching those old Prison Book Club videos.
Yeah, those ones on YouTube. The real ones, no.
That's for anybody watching or listening to this, too. Like, if you ain't watched those videos, it's like some of the songs overlap, too, of like he recorded.
They do.
Of course. Yeah. Without the band.
Wow.
And
yeah.
It's like a rocked up version a little bit. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. That's your fun.
Do we have any other Patreon questions? Those are the
two
I'd
seen. We got one more. It's from Mac Miller, not the rapper. But
right.
What? He's alive?
No. Different guy. And he said he wants to know.
Jesus?
He came back to life just to ask us this question.
R.I.P. Mac Miller. But this Mac Miller, different guy. Can't stress that enough. Different guy. What's a band you'd like to collaborate with? Is what he wants to know.
Ooh. You know, oof. I mean, I'm going to put an S on bands. I'd like to collaborate with 49 Winchester.
Oh.
I'd like to collaborate with Sierra Farrell. John Miller, honestly.
Brent Cobb would be great.
Ooh.
I like Brent Cobb's songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Virginia connection.
Charlie Crockett, baby.
Charlie Crockett, hell yeah.
Ooh, Riley's a huge Charlie Crockett fan.
Charlie Crockett. With Logan's high register, it'd go well with his low register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we actually played Watermelon Pickers Festival this year, and
Charlie Crockett was
Charlie
the headliner.
Was there.
Yep.
Yeah.
The shit.
I met him in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Who haven't you met?
Beyonce.
Renee Zellweger. I've never met her.
Here's a fun
Bridget Jones? Shit!
Michael Keaton's my cousin, so...
That's actually true.
First Batman.
The only
Batman.
Logan...
Whoa.
Edit this in or edit it out. Michael Keaton, Logan's related to Michael Keaton by blood. His grandfather, his cousins
Batman.
With Michael Keaton. First cousins.
Wow. My grandfather and Michael Keaton's mom were cousins.
So you're like...
Okay. Either way, they share the same blood as Batman.
So Batman, yeah. So,
yeah.
So Batman's like your great-great uncle.
my second or third cousin or something like that.
My mother-in-law, his dad's sister.
Yeah.
No, Michael Keaton would come to family reunions. This is not a joke.
Yeah, he did.
He came.
Met him at a funeral, at my great-great-grandmother's funeral. It was awesome.
John R. Miller was a dishwasher. Batman's my first cousin. That's what the takeaway here is.
Best funeral ever.
Yeah, true. Best funeral ever. Alex is married to my actual cousin.
His first cousin.
So we're cousin-in-laws.
It's a big old family.
Yeah.
And Batman.
And Batman. So we're pretty much all
Batman.
And Batman. Riley married into Batman. I married Riley into Batman.
You married into Batman.
Yeah.
Man, you know, it's all about your perspective.
And that's the only reason he wanted to join a band with me.
Yeah, because
that had everything to do with it.
Mm-hmm. It was all of it.
Back to you.
Yeah, but that's all true. All
right. Well, it seems like a good time to maybe roll into rapid fires, Mike.
You go first. I got to pull mine up.
I'm ready. Oh, come on.
Let's do. These Patreon ones like count for some.
They could.
Hey, we're good to go with anything. We're open books over here. We're
fire at will.
Fire. Right. Yeah, safety off.
I'll start with a music related one. All three of you can answer, of course. What's your favorite line from the album?
You want to go?
You might have to think about that one for a minute.
Not me.
I know mine.
What's yours?
A whiff of whiskey hits you every time we talk. Actually, reverse. You can tell where I've been by the way that I walk. A whiff of whiskey hits you every time I talk.
That was mine.
That was your line?
That was my favorite line.
Well, I like that line.
You can have the same one.
All right.
It's a good fucking line.
I think the lyrics in Auburn Ellie are very illustrative. and it kind of paints a picture.
Yeah, you know what? I take
I'm
taking mine back from piggybacking off of yours. I'm piggybacking off of yours.
Mm-hmm. Like her heart was young. What was it?
Your heart was young with auburn hair.
Mm-hmm. Her heart was young with auburn hair. Yeah,
streaks of gray ran down the side.
I don't know. I can see this old fox, and I like it.
Yeah.
Start over.
What? I think I'm going to go with Whiff of Whiskey Hits You Anytime I Talk.
That's a good line.
So hold on. To touch back on your question you just had, is it from the album or any song we have?
Oh, I did say from the album, but
no, you did say from the album. Okay. All right, then I'll stick with what I said.
Rapid fire.
All right, now my question. These are not rapid.
Disastrously as you thought.
My original first rapid fire was going to be what is your favorite or who what actor played your favorite Batman, but that's not gonna.
Yeah, oh yeah, that won't work.
So I won't do that anymore.
Ben Affleck, conflict of interest. Ben Affleck.
Yeah, so
fucking Ben Affleck. Val Kilmer is my favorite Jim Morrison.
Adam West.
Instead, I'm gonna go with, if you had to get rid of one U.S. state, what state would you get rid of and why?
Oh, you haven't asked this one in a while.
Yeah.
Walk on thin ice with that.
You know what? Fuck New Jersey.
Mm. Yes!
Maryland.
Good New answer. Jersey is the armpit of our entire country.
Maryland.
Fuck New Jersey.
There you go.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to say California. Because it's going to be gone within the next, 2,000 years anyway.
That's true. Yeah, forever.
That's pretty safe.
Get out of here.
Might as well get rid of it.
California is my answer.
We've been waiting for that earthquake.
One of the Dakotas can probably go. There's already two of them.
We have too many Dakotas.
We don't need two Dakotas.
pick the best one, the most enriched in soil and goods and services, and just... next to
but, are you playing the Oregon Trail?
Let me ask you a question. What happens when the
South
state is
Dakota
gone?
Has your oxen have drowned in the river.
You have dysentery.
You died of. You got a fucking snake bite!
Man, I want dysentery so I can beat it.
You would beat it.
I would beat it. I've had COVID a million times.
Yeah, mine's California. Don't even know. What's yours?
I've gotten taller every time I've gotten COVID.
Huh? What state's got? Is
New Jersey.
New Jersey?
Yeah.
What do you
New
got?
Jersey's
what about
probably
you?
The best answer we've had.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Illinois, man.
Me?
No, we can't.
I'd get rid of Illinois.
Them. No, Illinois is fine. No. You got a great lake.
Illinois, Indiana.
Nothing wrong with Illinois.
You have a great lake.
Yeah, but if you took Illinois out, then all the Great Lakes, Lake Michigan pours into Illinois, and it's even a greater lake. And
create a new Niagara Falls.
What about Alaska or something, lakes. Though? I mean, there's nothing really up there of importance.
Oh, it's beautiful up
there's
there.
Plenty up there.
I think
there.
It's fair.
Russia
we could give Alaska
last frontier. It's the last frontier. We got to claim that. America.
Which Canadian province should we get rid of?
Russia or something. Which Canadian... Quebec. They want to separate anyway. They can just goodbye, Quebec. Have fun.
All right, Celine Dion. All right. Good
Maybe
night.
The San Andreas Fault can hit California and
French
Quebec.
Canada.
See you later, Quebec. Have fun. Have fun being your own
rapid
country.
Fire.
It doesn't really line
it's
up.
Pronounced, it's they, pronounced Quebec, and we all say Quebec.
I mean,
it's Quebec.
Whatever you want it to be, really.
But what is it, really?
I don't know. Quebec.
I pronounce it French Canada.
French I pronounce Canada. Right, next question.
Yeah. All right. What is... You tell me about your most ridiculous fast food order of all time.
Chinese food? I don't spend less than $50.
No, fast food.
That's fast, man.
Drive-through.
Eat?
Yeah, drive-through.
Drive-through Chinese food? Jesus.
Oh, man, that's an idea right there, Garrett.
They have it. Hunan Express.
Panda Express does that.
Yeah. So does that an acceptable answer?
Sure.
What, $50?
No, at least, I don't know.
I was thinking like, you know, you get done and you're just like, I'm not proud of what I just did.
I don't have an answer about fast food ordering. I could bite off a Nick Swartzen bit from his stand up.
Alex only eats food that is, I don't know, he doesn't eat fast food, do you?
Every once in a while.
I one time bought a pizza.
I like slow food.
I one time bought a pizza and rolled a joint and went on a drive on the river by myself.
Eat the whole pizza?
Yeah. It was great.
Whole pizza. I wish I was there, man.
Yeah. Nice. I'm glad no one was there because that was my own shameful drive. And I think I probably had a nice sugary Red Bull with me and tunes.
Just flying down the road.
98 Camry. It was a good time.
Yeah. 98, that's a good car.
I will say it's not, I mean, it might not be ridiculous. It might be ridiculous to you guys. I don't know. But anytime I go to McDonald's or whatever, I always have to get one of each of their sauces. Mm. I'm a sauce connoisseur. Mm.
Okay.
And it's always the same response. You want, what do you want? Just one of each of your sauces. All of them?
Yeah. Yes, I want, sure. I want all of them. Yeah.
Whatever is least convenient for you.
Rapid fire. Rapid fire. Yeah. Well, here's our fucking catch up.
All right, Mike.
What kind of fast food restaurants are up in your area, up in the Canada area?
Up in Canada? Oh, I don't know.
That we don't have.
Pretty much most of what you have.
You got Hungry Jack's?
I don't know, man. Like,
no, that's actually in Australia.
I mean, like Tim Hortons, but Tim Hortons kind of sucks.
Oh.
I don't know. Not a big, awesome. Not a big fan.
Tim Burton.
Yeah, I have to think about that one. I don't really know. Yeah, we have that. I'm not too sure.
Nice.
I'm not too sure what fast food places we have that you guys don't, other than Tim Hortons. And Tim Hortons is, everybody knows about that.
Huh.
Anyway. You go ahead.
All right. What's a place that you want to go to for a tour that you've never been? Like a bucket list place to bring a tour.
I got mine. First off, the United States.
A United States tour? You mean like one venue?
No, a tour.
You know, like you could do like a tour to like Texas or something.
A tour to Texas. You know?
Like to a different state or just city.
Like any tour.
State or a city? No, not like a tour of all of U.S., but like to like a certain state or city that you've never played.
Sure. I feel like I would want to play in like Montana.
The Midwest.
Yeah.
That'd be badass.
Desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring some a little bit of East Coast Appalachia over that away. I don't know.
I second that.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I would like to. All right. Let's
go.
I'm about to go right now.
And play an entire set of the Eagles.
Yeah, I was in Montana.
It's only like a 34-hour drive.
Montana. No gigs along the way. We'll gig our way there.
That or honestly, you know, Canada, because like we said, our fiddle player is from Calgary, and she keeps saying that she really wants us to, you know, come play some gigs in Canada if we can book them. So that would be fun.
You let me know. We'll make that happen.
Going to
Garrett, let us know.
Yeah,
Canada. Booker guy.
Canada is extraordinarily close to Montana, especially Calgary is right next to Montana.
Yeah. All right. Next stop in the tour.
Yeah.
Canada.
Virginia is
two birds stoned at once.
7 hours from Canada. Yeah.
There you go.
That'd be awesome. But Europe, you know, Europe would be fun to tour.
Europe. They must have changed some regulations today because there's a bunch of people that canceled European tours. Well, three today.
It makes you wonder, like, why they even go out to make the dates for the tour? It's going to get canceled. Like, COVID's going to cancel every
that's probably, like, the second or third time some of those tours have been attempted, right? Like, they keep thinking, oh, I think this is the one, and then another variant comes and just fucks everything up.
Well, are these tours like winter tours over in Europe?
It looked like kind of the spring, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were spring. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, we haven't really been booking too much just because
all March.
Yeah. I think in the winter months, just from what we learned from last year, is winter kind of dies down. It sucks that it happened again this year, but at some point we'll come out of it and we'll be booking and gigging all year round. It's hard to set up gigs where everybody, everybody's too nervous to go hang out and listen.
Yeah. So, for sure.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Yeah. It's not fair.
Fuck COVID. Leave us alone, COVID.
Yeah. Fuck you, COVID! Don't say it. It'll come get you.
Oh, sorry. Am I supposed to say fuck?
Can't say it. You can't say it three times in a row, or then you get. That's how you get COVID.
No, there's got to be a mirror. It's got to three times or
no. It's like COVID, cozy. Damn it! And then like Michael Keaton comes out of nowhere as Beetlejuice, and all of a sudden, I thought you were Batman. Jesus. Michael Keaton is confusing.
So there it is. There it is, COVID. Everyone. We've cured COVID. We've figured out the cure. Just stop saying it in the fucking mirror.
Our brother.
Yeah. Anyway. It's the eerie mirror.
That's actually how I got it. Was I said it into the mirror three times.
Uh-huh. You said Beetlejuice or Bloody Mary?
COVID. That's how it works.
Well, I did Beetlejuice first, and they didn't come, so nothing happened. COVID.
So. That's my cousin, Beetlejuice, so.
Yeah, him too. Yeah.
Good old Michael.
We're on beat 2,500.
Fellas, well, you made it through the rapid fires, and actually, you've made it
what
through
What are y'all doing tonight?
Made it through the rapid podcast. Fires, you've really made it through the podcast.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much.
We did it to the end. Is there any bands you have to kick off?
Is there what?
Has there been anybody you've had to kick off that didn't
kick
make
off
it through
the episode? Oh, no, not yet. Eliminated? No, not yet. You know, we really should one time, ask some really tough ones, just make it really obnoxious.
What's 52 divided by 18?
Yeah.
You're off.
And you got 3
You're
seconds.
Out of here.
You got 3 quick without a calculator. You have to do long division in your head.
Yeah.
Like 3 strikes, dude. No.
Is that your camera? Yeah.
Actually, like at first we used to ask like 6 each.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They're ridiculous.
Like, that was fucking 60? Dumb. Yeah.
Took the whole
six,
podcast.
6 each.
Yeah, it was like a fucking 45-minute ordeal. Sorry to everyone who came on the show from pretty much like probably episode 5 to episode 20 or something like that. Like,
working the kinks out.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Our sincerest apologies to anyone who
funny.
Had to sit, and to the listeners who had to listen to that shit. But yeah.
Someday, I like that idea though. Someday, like when I'm short on rapid fire questions, I'm not sure what to do, just like pull out one of my 8th grade math tests that I'm like administering that week and then just start asking questions off of that. You know.
That we, like ask me and I know I should know it, but I just won't.
Maybe it's like some geography questions. Yeah,
that was like me, man. I was at his place, and he was like lesson planning, and he's like, "You think you could do this shit?" And he's like showing it to me, and I'm like, "Dude, I don't know what the fuck this even is." It was like dividing negative numbers or something fucked like that. I was like, "Can you even do that? That's not real numbers. I don't know what."
Absolutely.
Anyway,
that's I don't know.
No, you can't divide negative numbers, Garrett. Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, I don't know. It was something fucking stupid.
Attitude.
Yeah. No, it was something stupid. It wasn't just like
Come
regular
on,
old math or whatever, you know.
That's
good
not
old
even
calculator
that
math.
Was 7th grade, and that's not even that's like a 6th grade skill.
Yeah, that's before we had puberty, man.
Well, whatever,
we weren't
man.
As distracted back then.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I don't remember any of that shit.
We all were there.
Yeah, me either. I remember sports class and food class, lunch class.
Sports class. Yeah.
And lunch class, yeah.
Lunch class was always a favorite.
I got an A in that class.
All right. Yeah. I always passed my lunch class.
Mm.
About 3 hours later when I got home and I got to the bathroom, mm-hmm. and then I passed it.
Nice.
Get it?
Yeah. Passed it.
You get it?
It stinks.
You get it, guys?
That's what we need. When you
who
all
said
that,
that
the,
joke stinks?
Sound effects.
Yeah, we need to get sound effects.
Perfect.
Lowwaterbridgemusic.com. That's where you can get you guys' merchandise. And you said you're pressing vinyl soon.
We are going to press some vinyl soon, yes. But we've got CDs right now and hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, that stuff, koozies.
Go get some gear. And I guess if you haven't listened yet, I mean, you got a little dose of the new album today, but you're going to have to go listen to the rest of it. And, yeah, guys, thanks for doing the podcast. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. Thank you so much, guys.
Welcome back anytime. We'll have to do one in person here at some point.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Do it.
You guys, like I said, you guys are welcome back anytime. Come hang out anytime you want.
Cool. Yeah, we'll set up some gigs, and you guys come down and watch a show, and then we party.
You guys are going to come to Alberta.
Yeah, true.
Help us out, please.
Everybody's freaking out.
I'm not joking.
Everybody's going to get in a snit.
Mm-hmm. Getting all honked off.
Yep.
Hey, man, if there's anything else you guys would like to plug now, like upcoming shows, or like you said, we kind of covered the merch and everything like that, but so if there's anything else you'd like to let everybody know about, you can take the time to do that now if you want.
Cool, yeah. I think
or anybody you want to shout out.
Yeah, say sure. Hi to your mom.
You know, Michael Keaton.
Michael mom. Keaton, what's up, dude? Long time.
Obviously listening.
Return my calls, please. Come on.
Batman, more like Bat. Like, let's make a plan to hang out.
Anyway, check us out at lowwaterbridgemusic.com, our Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube.
Stream the album.
Stream the album. Check it out. If you like it, keep on keeping on.
Yes, please.
And come see us live.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, all right. Logan, well, Alex,
pleasure,
Riley.
Guys. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, fellas, for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to take things out with thank you to all of you out there listening to the podcast, of course, as well. If you stuck with us this long, this is a little longer one than we've been doing. But anyway, we're gonna
special.
Close
special,
things.
Isn't it?
It is a special one. We're gonna close out with Crossing Lines. If any of you want to tell us a little story about that one, we can close things out with that. And yeah, thanks again for coming on the podcast. Thanks again to everybody out there listening. And yeah, Mike and I'll catch you all next time.
Awesome! Thank you guys so much for having us. This song is it's a song about turkey hunting. You know, after you drink a couple beers, maybe go into the woods. You know, you're waiting around. There's nothing else to do. Drink a couple beers, smoke a couple beers. And always,
smoke,
my
smoke
cousin
a
Kip.
Yeah.
Gotta smoke a couple beers. My cousin Kip Rankin is always telling me there's bigger turkeys on the next property.
Grass is always greener.
Grass is always greener on that other hill. So that's where the song Crossing Lines, you know, the name comes from, is crossing over the property lines and hunting turkey illegal. So enjoy. Thank you guys for having us.
Gobbler dead.